Hey everyone, it's me, Sam Stein, managing editor at The Bulwark, and I am with Tim Miller and Will Summer. We're back. It's been a while, boys. How you doing? You're supposed to answer.
I'm good.
I was letting Will answer. It's the trio. Here's the thing. We're just, you know, we might be a little awkward because we're about to be together, you know, and there's a little tension building. There's, you might even say, some sexual tension building, okay, as we're thinking about going through TSA. Like Thomas Massey did, you know, seeing one another in San Diego. And people can still get tickets for that right now. TheBulwark.com/events. We have a few tickets left for San Diego. The trio live for the first time ever. The inaugural live trio.
That is
yes,
true.
They said it wouldn't happen. They said it was should be illegal. But we're going to pull it off anyway.
Outlawed in most states, but obviously not California. All right. So Tim alluded to this. We're going to give you a little teaser about what you can experience in San Diego. This may actually compel you to give up your ticket or sell it on the black market, but we're going to go for it anyway. There's a lot going on about Tom Massey, who's got an election. We're recording this on a Monday. He's got an election on a Tuesday. Not looking particularly great, but it's still up in the air. But a slew of stuff happening from MAGA accounts accusing him of having a voracious sexual appetite in the time period after his wife passed tragically. Will, can you give us the rundown, since you monitor this stuff way more aggressively than either Tim and I do, and you have more comfort talking about Viagra and men's penises? Well, maybe
I've been monitoring this case very closely. So the backstory here is that about a week ago, this woman named Cynthia West came out, and she's this kind of like very minor. She's like running for school board in some town in Florida. And she said, you know, I dated Thomas Massey, and there was this kind of like a payoff, maybe something like, you know, this sort of weird situation where she claimed he offered her $5,000 in quote unquote cow money. So untraceable money Thomas Massey had made from selling cows. Basically, now this has evolved into this week, Laura Loomer interviewed Cynthia, and I think it's like 2.5 hours. I mean, it just came out as we're recording this. I'm just diving in now. And it like gets, you know, you could just hate Thomas Massey's guts. You'd be Donald Trump, whatever. Trump's promoting this interview, by the way. But the amount of detail, and Massey has confirmed he dated this woman, so this is real. But the amount of detail we get on their sex lives, nothing criminal, nothing like of a Me Too nature, just like embarrassing, weird, dirty talk
stuff.
Give
us the top three highlights so that Tim can riff off them.
Sure. So the most important one I would say is these text messages have come out that reveal, allegedly, that Thomas Massey refers to his penis as his pine cone. And said things like, I was going through TSA and they brushed up against the pine, or the pine cone set off like the body scanner. And then the girlfriend says, oh, and you just took Viagra. And he says, oh, you old brother, you know. So yeah, I was ready to rock, or like you took the pill. So I guess that's the most important takeaway.
I mean, a couple thoughts here. I'm just kind of looking at various pine cones. A lot of them aren't really, you know, kind of like the ideal image for your penis. Like if you're trying to compare your penis to something to brag about it, I don't know that the pine cone shape is what you're really going for. It's not the platonic
what
ideal.
What are you going for, Tim?
That's really, like in the gay community, it's just not the platonic ideal.
In the non-fruit and vegetable category.
Yeah, well, I mean, I would like, yeah. So I can't do eggplant. What would be another more appropriate one? I don't know. Like a miniature baseball bat. I don't know. A mini bat, one of those souvenir bats you get at a game with the kids. I don't know. Anyway, we'll keep thinking about it. But that's takeaway number one. Takeaway number two, I always do like to say this. We can joke about it and tease about it. But sex is good. Sex is important. It's how we procreate the species. And we should be encouraging of it. And nobody sounds cool or chill in leaked sex. Nobody, like no matter how cool you are, like whether you're like whoever the coolest person is you have in your mind, Kendrick Lamar, Justin Bieber, whatever, you know, you go back in time into history, Wilt Chamberlain's sex would have been very cringe and embarrassing. You know, there's no way to do it that doesn't sound a little goofy when it's taken out of the context of the moment. And so I want to offer that caveat for any additional jokes we make about Thomas Massey's pine cone.
I think he comes off looking just fine, honestly. I mean, relative to other sex, to your point, like there's so
the
much
Cal
worse.
Cunningham sex.
He's like, oh, my dick set off the TSA alarm. That sounds pretty cool, honestly.
There's sort of a a libertarian fantasy to it, right? This idea of like my virility, the agents of the state were shocked by my, like my manhood literally bursting out of my pants. I mean, that is like a guy in the backwoods. He's going to love that story.
Yeah.
This is the stuff an Ayn Rand legend.
It's almost
exactly. Who is Thomas?
It's almost feminist in a way too.
I was definitely shrugged at that one.
You know, because Thomas Massey wants to end the TSA because he doesn't want to expose people to his pine cone schlong. So it's consistent. There's a consistency.
Oh my God! Has Massey talked about any of this? Has he addressed this stuff?
Oh, he has not. And you know, again, I mean, Donald Trump is promoting this. I mean, this is like now the White House is fully behind this like 2.5 hour, you know, penthouse forum essentially letter.
If you've been listening to the show for a while, you already know how much I love Sol's Out of Office THC gummies and their sparkling beverages. Now they've launched something new, just in time for the summer: Mood Gummies. Sol is a wellness brand that makes delicious hemp-derived CBD and THC products designed to make feeling good simple. Sol's new mood gummies have precise dosing, clean ingredients, and formulations designed for predictable effects, so you can choose how you want to feel while staying in control. And let me tell you, staying in control, kind of important. Instead of having a drink, you can take their Uplift gummies for the perfect buzz for a night out or when you're just winding down. Take their Mellow gummies for fully unplugging. My personal favorite is the Sol's Balance Gummies, the perfect one to take when you're just listening to your favorite podcasts. That's why I take so many of them. I'm always listening to Bulwark Takes. Whatever the moment, there's a Sol Mood Gummy to match. Make today a good day and get yourself some Sol Gummies. Right now, Sol is offering our audience 30% off your entire order. Go to getsol.com and use code Bulwark Takes. That's getsol.com, promo code Bulwark Takes for 30% off.
And what about Boebert, who has been dragged into this unintentionally?
I know. I have my own theories about this. So here's what happened. So in this interview, this woman says it kind of gets dragged out of her. By the way, Laura is like a very, you know, send her to Guantanamo Bay. I mean, she's out for maybe multiple reasons, but as an interrogator, because she really like drags it out of this lady. And so she says, you know, he was in a relationship with another woman. And she says, oh, who was it? She goes, it was Lauren Boebert. And so basically, my theory is this. I think this lady may believe that Lauren Boebert was in a sexual relationship with Thomas Massie. He may have told her that. You know, maybe they were. I don't know. But I also think that Thomas Massie has a rich sexual fantasy life, and that he may have been, you know, based on these accounts, and he may have just sort of been making things up.
A rich interior life. Men have rich interior lives, too. Sometimes people don't realize that. I think it's important to point out, if we're going to discuss this reporting by Laura Loomer, that simultaneously to trying to expose Thomas Massie's virile pinecone, she's also pushing for the deportation of all Muslims from the country. And that was her response to a violent, murderous attack on an Islamic center. Her response was not that we should do something to stop the attackers, but that we should ban all Muslims from the country. I do think, you know, it bears mentioning that given her access to the president and her influence and her centrality to the story, how grotesque of a person it is that we're dealing with.
I thought
you
were going to take that in a different direction. I thought you were going to say that she has lived, that it's important to keep in mind she has no credibility whatsoever, makes shit up all the time. But yes, she also is bigoted against Muslims. So there's that too. Again, folks, just a reminder, this is just a sampling of what you'll get in San Diego. Hunter Biden.
You get laughs, you get dick talk, you'll get righteous righteous rants against the illiberal MAGA right. You know, you get all of it. We're touching all the bases.
All right, switching topics quickly. Hunter Biden's going on Candace Owens, or am I hallucinating? Well,
that's right. He's going on Candace Owens, coming out later this week. I think he's kind of like a clout shark now. He's out for internet attention. You know, he teamed up with the guy from Andrew Callahan from Channel 5, a popular YouTube channel. They did a couple live shows together. I think he's just, you know, I think he's out for attention. Maybe does he have political ambitions? You know, who knows?
I think this sucks very badly. And I express that on X.com, the everything app. And several people, Hunter Biden defenders, replied to me. They're saying things such as, but Tim, you said that Democrats should go on to Joe Rogan. And but Tim, you said that it's good to engage with us on Piker, et cetera, et cetera. You are the person who's saying we should engage with these things. Why is this different? I would like to just address that briefly. Number one, Hunter Biden is not, as far as we know, besides Will's suggestion, like a Democrat running for office that is trying to encourage people to support Democrats. He's a guy doing a lot of past recriminations about the treatment of his family, which is fine, totally okay to do. But I don't think that he's doing this as part of some effort to help the Democratic brand inside the Candace Owens bubble. But really more important than that, Candace is a lunatic who has advanced like tons of insane conspiracy theories, race, like unabashedly racist theories. And so, like, in the same way as I said this about going into those other places, it's like, if you are going to do it, you're going to have to be really ready to engage and like fight with
right.
him. And that doesn't really seem like his MO. So we'll see how it turns out. We'll see how it turns out. But like, maybe he's clout chasing, but this is helping Candace's clout. Like, this is, again, making it like Candace is once again a central, you know, node of the conversation because she's inserted herself into this, and it seems like it's doing her a big favor.
Would you have felt the same way if he did Tucker?
I would have probably felt the same way, and there'd be an interesting little caveat there, which is like Tucker and him were like friends.
That's and what so
there'd be some
at.
Level which weird, I would be like yeah. a little titillated by wondering if they went into like the college essay recommendation that Hunter asked Tucker for
to Georgetown or something like that. Yeah.
But I think that there is a eye of the beholder on all of this. Like if you know if you're gonna play in the junkyard, you're gonna get bit. To me it's like Candace I just think is beyond the line of acceptability.
Yeah, I kind of agree with you on that one. All right, last one. Will, talk about your newsletter tonight. It involves a kind of a MAGA figure from yonder. What's his name? McCloskey?
Mark McCloskey.
Yeah.
The guy, and then his wife had the little mini baby gun.
Yeah.
Yeah, she had the Beretta, and he had the kind of AR-15.
They lived catty corner from my aunt. Big yeah, moment really. When that happened in the in their family text wow, okay. chain.
So people may remember Mark and Patricia McCloskey from the 2020 Black Lives Matter. There was a march in St. Louis, and they went by this rich lawyer's mansion, and him and his wife came out with their guns and were kind of, you know, warding people off. Now, you know, for about a year now, he's been deeply embroiled in the quest for January 6th reparations. He teamed up with Trump's old high school classmate, a guy named Peter Tichtin, who has made a career out of being like, I went to school with Trump 50 years ago. And so basically the two of them, they had this quixotic quest, and they thought, and McCloskey basically bailed. He said, oh, I'm sick, I don't care anymore. And then we saw last week, you know, the fun's happening. $1.7 billion for victims of the Biden DOJ weaponization. And suddenly, Mark McCloskey, the next day, he says, I'm healed. I'm back. Guys, I can help with your cases. I can take a maybe 20%, 30% again. And now Peter Tichtin and McCloskey are at each other's necks. And they are not. And all the J6 people are like, I don't need a lawyer anymore. I'm taking this whole thing myself.
The Lord works in mysterious ways.
What a magical moment. I mean, if you listened to, you know, the Trump pastor that talked about how we waited 200 years for the Lord to give us a leader with the strength to bring us a ballroom. You know, you start to think, you know, you can never know when the Lord's power will infuse someone and make them realize that they can get cash out of a grift.
It's amazing. It's amazing when money gets involved. Can I give you guys a little sort of a sweetener to close this out? A little breaking news as we're sitting here talking. Dylan Byers of Puck has a scoop. Paramount leadership has had informal discussions about changing Barry Weiss's mandate at CBS News and eventually CNN in ways that would give her less control over TV.
That's a shame.
It was going so well. Tony was stuck in Taiwan, but other than that, feel bad.
What's tough timing, you know, to go to put a person in charge of news who had no experience with news, who was an unapologetic banger of the war drums, like 1 week before the stupidest and most disastrous war, you know, in recent memory was launched by the administration. Did create some problems, I think, for the brand.
Well, we'll see how it goes. She still is in a leadership role. All right, fellas, it's great to talk to you both. We'll do this again in a day.
We'll see you in San Diego.
Yeah, get your tickets, folks. TheBulwark.com/events. We're in San Diego on the 20th. Then Tim and I are taking a bus, going to LA 21st if we get there in one piece. Tim doesn't kill me on the bus ride.
Sam's a little queasy.
I don't like bus rides. Don't like them. You might see me puke on the live stream. All right, TheBulwark.com/events. Take care.